Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gaze on this wonderful 2020 Radiothon.
Woohoo!
So, ooh. Matt, Jump to the Beat. Not a clue. Can't say I've heard that one. But apparently we gays like the underdog, and Danny's a bit of a go-to underdog for us, is she?
Absolutely. Look, and she's Miss Melbourne as well. Like, I tell you what I really don't like about Kylie. She buggers off to London for 25 years and then doesn't stop going on about it. I mean, who would do that?
That is rich. That is rich.
So, pot or kettle.
All right, Danny, you've kept your Melbourne roots, if not your hair roots. You've kept your accent. I don't know. I'm a big Danny fan. Good on you, Danny. Hope you listen.
I love her.
Now, I know you're a bit overwrought with the fact that you have a house guest at the moment, Matt, but in our introduction to our Radiothon episode, as usual, you left something off. And that was, of course, our Egypt of the week. Yes, Grumpsters, yes, we are bringing him to you. It is the vegan jogger. But hold on, Matt, can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I think I can hear kitty litter moving around.
Where's Mr. Trilly?
She's sitting next to me, so you know what that means.
Oh, no.
Oh, no! Stop it! I thought the microphone was off!
Well, I gotta say, I hope you're washing your hands for more than 20 seconds after doing that.
Well, I'm sanitising everything. I'm sanitising your toilet, Matt. As you said, you didn't clean it.
Well, I hope you're sanitising the tuna, Mornay.
It's a mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops, they
so,
wear panties.
Doug, Matt, in this week's edition of Mad World, I'm going to say, you canna take my freedom.
What was
are you,
that?
Are you going to do an accent at the same time? I'm just checking.
So, I want a haircut. Oh. Let my people, aka lesbians, golf.
Okay.
Social distancing equals communism.
Oh.
They may take away our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. Well, the last line was a quote from William Wallace in Braveheart, but I think you get the gist.
I thought it was Mel Gibson that was in that.
It was. He played a character named William Wallace, you twat. Holy mullet and boxed eye, Grumpsters. The absolute madness that has taken hold, or I would argue has simply come into stark focus during this time of what I like to call self-isolation heaven. Beggars belief, or does it? Now, the two of you will have no doubt been seeing the wonderful array and, might I add, very professionally made signs that are being held up and waved about with glee at the most recent wave of madness rallies in the United States.
Oh, she's going to go there with this.
I am going there. What are your thoughts? This is all about lockdown, and let's face it, I'm probably not the best to be commenting on this because, as everyone can agree, I am the poster child for self-isolation. However, have you seen some of these ridiculous signs? Matt, Doug?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's possible at all to watch the news without seeing some of these, and I'm going to call them unfortunate souls in America who somehow feel conscripted into this very bizarre sort of tirade they're having over there right now to want to go outside. I mean, we all want to go outside.
Well, but some of us don't.
That's not
no.
Me.
See, I think you have every right in today's society to make a sign to say, I'm never leaving the house again.
Thank you.
Yeah. One thing that did strike me is that some of these signs are being used by Republican voters. Is that right?
Well, yes, it would appear that in this madness that is our current world, it is, for want of a better word, the Trump supporters who appear to be having a little bit of issue with having their so-called freedoms restrained.
Right, okay. So basically what you're saying is it's the far right, generally, the far right wing conservative voters who are now campaigning for their lockdowns to be lifted, right?
Exactly. Okay. They need haircuts. Okay. You don't get a perm like that, Stacey, without getting to the hairdressers once a month.
No, exactly.
I think the biggest problem here is that we're in a situation where fake news has been completely and utterly taken to the extreme. I've just had a look at some of the images of these things. We have signs like, "We will not comply. Let my immune system do its job." It's nuts.
Well, yes and no. The very misanthropics, that's Miss Anne Thropic,
yes,
side of me says, well, let their immune systems do their job, and
hopefully their job is natural selection.
Thank you.
Well, I do find the irony in Doug actually saying, you know, how dare these people campaign for the right to tirade to be let outside.
It is America, Matt. It's America.
This is the angry gay man who's currently sitting in a litter tray with a tuna mornay ranting at me. But there you go.
Did say sitting in a litter tray, didn't you?
Anyway, no, because I did actually sort of have to clarify that, because to put it into context, I did see one of the people, one of the protesters holding a sign saying, "My body, my choice."
Wow.
Now, I'm assuming that this person has found this sign and thought, well, I'm never going to use it for the purpose for which it was actually intended. But now I have a campaign that kind of fits the slogan, doesn't it? Not really.
Well, repurposing, one
would repurposing, say. Exactly. They decided to use, anyway, it's just bizarre.
I mean, at some point, if you continue to go so far right, you ultimately will end up going left. I can imagine that's what's happened.
You go all the way back around and you're
absolutely
on the left.
You're right. Yeah, you're right, Mrs. Gray. It is a mad, 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 mad world these days, especially. And that's why we need all the grumpsters to help us. The grumpy gays keep our independent voices on air so that we can talk about rubbish like this. Remember, grumpsters, we are you and we need your support. It is a mad, 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 mad world, but there is one thing you will always be able to rely upon, Joy 94.9. So please donate, subscribe, or become a member. Head to our website, www.joy.org.au. I feel like a bit of a Minogue coming on.
Is that what Doug feels coming on in the kitty litter tray?
How rude.
He's got a Minogue all over my bathroom. I've got to flit between the two, right? I think it's only fair.
I agree.
So I'm going Danny again.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm going Kylie with her absolute classic and my favourite song of hers of all time, What Do I Have to Do? What?